Chapter 2. Out, and you can read it if you like. In his chamber, he said, "First, I kept a journal, then by and by, after years, I took the journal and turned it into a book. How long ago that was!" He handed me his manuscript and pointed out the place where I should begin. "Begin here, I've already told you what goes before." He was steeped in drowsiness by this time. As I went out at his door, I heard him murmur sleepily, "Ive you good then, fair sir." I sat down by my fire and examined my treasure. The first part of it, the great bulk of it, was parchment and yellow with age. I scanned a leaf particularly and saw that it was a palimpsest. Under the old dim writing of the Yankee historian appeared traces of a penmanship which was older and dimmer still, Latin words and sentences. Fragments from old monkish legends, evidently. I turned to the place indicated by my stranger and began to read as follows. The Tale of the Lost Land, Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.